You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 802 ESPN 97.5. Headlines today, for those of you just joining us here, P.J. Tucker. The Lakers and the Heat are among teams that are interested. P.J. Tucker would be a nice addition for some teams, right? Absolutely would. He absolutely would be somebody that could help out. He can't help the Rockets out. He's linked to the Milwaukee Bucks, Nets, Nuggets, Jazz, Heat, and Lakers. You know what? I mean, if you're Rafael Stone, do you really have to play hardball on this one? Just get whatever. I mean, he's got $4 million left. He's got an $8 million deal. He's an expiring contract. I mean, that's worth something to teams, having an expiring contract. You don't want to take on, although he does want young player. He would also want at least a decent young player.
Yeah.
In return, I don't know what are you going to get. Are you going to get another Christian Wood? I doubt it. No, I mean that's not happening.
To me, you dump. Well, the PJ Tucker thing is, I don't even know what you get back for PJ Tucker. But
yeah, what good young player are teams going to give up for PJ Tucker?
A player they don't want to pay.
Yeah,
I gave you that scenario yesterday. Like, if the Heat think they need some reinforcements at the four, and they want a tough switchable defender, and maybe PJ gets rejuvenated playing for a team he thinks can win, are you giving up some salary match with Mo Harkless and Duncan Robinson? Because this is a guy who the Heat are going to have to decide if they want to pay or not. Is Duncan Robinson going to ask for a Davis Bertans type deal? And then the Rockets have to think, are we giving up P.J. Tucker and then considering paying Duncan Robinson $17 million a year to shoot the basketball?
Well,
are things you have to consider.
Isn't Duncan Robinson a guy that, you know, if you're going to play the three-point game, you might as well get some three-point shooters.
He is a restricted free agent, so he's going to be probably in high demand. Teams are going to have money, so that's another computation you have to figure out. We're trading P.J. Tucker. We're bringing Duncan Robinson. We're going to immediately have to pay him to keep
him. Would they give up Duncan Robinson for P.J. Tucker?
These are things, I don't know, but if you're looking for a young player, the Rockets, they're probably not going to get Tyler Hero for him. So who else do the Heat have as younger players?
You're talking Tyler Hero for James.
The thing was, the Rockets wanted everything, and the Heat were like, we can't give you everything. So they wanted more than Hero. He was just one of the components.
No, I know, but no.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to kind of figure out if the Heat are a team, the Rockets, are they going to want the rookie they drafted this year or a relatively established young player? Kendrick Nunn is a guy who's having a pretty good year, but he's another guy you're going to decide to pay in the offseason. So I don't know if the Heat would be the perfect choice because the Rockets would immediately have to decide, do we want to pay this young player we just acquired?
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, if you're going to play this game, if Silas is going to, you know, because he played the three-point game in Dallas, they were really, really good at it. And the Rockets were really, when he got here, the Rockets were going to be really, really good at it. They're not. So if you're going to play the three-point game, then go get some three-point shooters. That would be awfully nice, wouldn't it? Because they don't have any right now.
Shut up and let them just do what they're
doing. No, getting Duncan Robinson, that would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to
probably. If it's a Duncan Robinson, then yes, pull that trigger.
There's no way the Heat would give up Duncan Robinson.
I don't get that, though.
No, I'm telling you because the Heat want to play pay a one-dimensional guy?
No, that's
$17 million to shoot the basketball.
Like soccer, I guess. Sometimes I always wonder, why? How in the world do you let this guy get away in soccer? But sometimes you just have to make financial decisions on guys based on how they play with the rest of your team. Like, Duncan Robinson is not going to defend. You are a little bit limited with it. If he's not making threes,
he doesn't really do anything else.
Look how valuable Kyle Korver has been over the years. I mean, you know, that's a valuable commodity.
Yeah, but Kyle Korver, that's not something that will just save their team. Like, they've got Tyler Hero. They've got.
And the Heat.
He's Matt Bullard.
Pride themselves on developing younger guys. The thought is, he can't. Look. Prime example yesterday, in a game where they didn't have Bam Adebayo, they're struggling offensively, Jimmy had to save him. They can't play Duncan Robinson down the stretch because he doesn't defend. Yeah. These are the things for a team who wants to win a title. You can't really have one-dimensional guys playing in key roles, particularly when defense becomes a thing in the playoffs. So that's why I'm bringing it up. Well, the Rockets are different. The Rockets are different.
We've been doing one-dimensional forever.
Well, not everyone wants to be the Rockets.
No, right. But come on. One-dimensional? We all about that. We've been
okay, I'll give you the example. Davis Bertans, who got a big deal to stay in Washington, is getting paid $15 million this year and escalates to $16, $16, $17. Are you giving Duncan Robinson 5 years, $80 million?
Well, as long as I can get rid of Eric Gordon, I will.
Well, no he don't want Eric Gordon.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
5 years, like, will you get Ryan Anderson back? That's cool.
Duncan Robinson?
Yeah.
Is Ryan Anderson?
In a way, when really. Anderson was at his best, yeah, that's what you... Anderson was actually better than Duncan Robinson at his best. Ryan Anderson was... Like, the Rockets just
Duncan Robinson is one of the great shooters in NBA history.
He's a really good shooter.
No, he's a really good shooter, and the Rockets need really perimeter shooter. Shooters.
You need
so
that.
Is Ryan Anderson.
But he's
you
not, need that. He's not going to come cheap.
And if P.J. Tucker gets you that, hell, that might be...
Oh, no, I would
that.
Take
might be
that.
The best player you get.
No, I would
You
take,
don't know who you're drafting for the all those James Harden picks.
No, but I could understand why the Heat would do that, actually.
Yeah.
I actually, the more I think about it, I could see why.
Well, yeah,
I would take him in a heartbeat for the Rockets.
If Duncan Robinson was under contract for the next 3 years, they would never trade him for P.J. Tucker.
No.
But look at Ryan Anderson's run.
But do you want to pay him that much money?
16, 20, 13, 17, 13. Like, Ryan Anderson had a run where he was pretty good.
I know. I just think of Ryan Anderson, the guy who couldn't hit the rim.
Yeah.
That was awful. That was just
his
awful.
His head. Oh, my gosh. He shot 20%.
And then the other news is that Kevin Porter Jr. and Kenyon Martin Jr. are both probably going to be up and playing, which is about time. Yeah. Now, you got Patton. Bring up Porter. Bring up Martin.
Let him play.
Why not just bring up the whole Rio Grande team? That's what I think. Just everybody. Come on. Let's get Biscuit in here. He's been waiting to talk on the radio. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the border to you, fellas.
Yeah,
hey, man, I like your cohort over there, man. He really is trying to get talk radio dialogue. There's no way in HELL that the Miami Heat are trading for P.J. Tucker, man. You can't pay somebody to take P.J. Tucker, man. Come on.
Well, not according to that's reports, but.
Well, no, they're apparently in the mix, Biscuit.
Straight, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, if they do, man, that's amazing.
Well, somebody's going to pay for him. Somebody's going to trade for him.
Well, good luck on that. Hey,
that's the plan.
You guys did address one thing, though, about the low post play. Here's the thing. It is going away, because guess what? You have to work to go in the low post. It's easy to just run around the perimeter and jack up threes. So these youngsters, man, you go to AAU or high school, whatever, nobody's working on the game. They just jacking up shots.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where it's going, you know. Yeah. Everything is going that way.
Yep.
But, hey, let me ask you this, though, Lance. I got a couple questions, draft questions for you. Number one, and I've seen in your first mock draft you had it, what are the chances that the Bengals – don't draft the big boy from Oregon, and he slips all the way to the Cowboys. What would you give it at? 20% chance?
Where are the Cowboys drafting in?
10?
10, yeah. So I had that in my first mock draft. But
right.
So here's what you have to have happen. You have to have the quarterback run, which is possible, where you have five quarterbacks inside the top 10. You'd have to have wide receiver run, which is possible. They got three.
Right.
Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. Right there, that's 9 players.
Well, don't you have Slater ahead of him anyway?
Yeah, but the thing with Slater, the Slater right now is a better player. The higher upside is Penei Sewell, but the lower floor is Penei Sewell too. But Slater is a short arm guy. He's like under 33-inch arms, so that's gonna concern teams like the Bengals if they want to go
arm
tackle.
Shaming.
They've already got Jonah Williams, who's another short arm guy that a lot of people thought was a guard or a center. So. But I think there is an outside chance that if you look at number 6, may not be a tackle, although I think they could use tackle, but number 6 with the Eagles, number 7, the Lions, number 8, Carolina, you think is going to be a quarterback. Number 9, trying to remember who number 9 is. Number 10 is the Cowboys.
Denver's in there.
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, 20% sounds about right, Biscuit. That sounds about
okay.
right.
Okay, one last question. A local boy, one of the last boys I coach or whatever, I'm trying to see what your grade might be on him. And Brennan Eagles out of UT or whatever. The guy he has all the marriageables, man.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. He doesn't win a lot of contested catches. For being that big, this dude is like 6'4", 229. He's huge. He's fast in a straight line. There's no doubt about that. He doesn't have the great short area. I saw his spark testing where he tested quick on the short shuttle was actually a pretty fast time, but you don't see that on the field. Like, he's got tight hips, so he can't run routes really tightly and uncover like that. He's just more of a vertical threat. But the problem was he didn't come down with all the vertical throws and jump balls. He had way too many drops at Texas, way too many. And he didn't win a lot of balls down the field like you expect big players to. So I think that's going to hurt him. I do think he's got a chance to go late in the draft because he's big and fast. I think he'll test well. But, man, you gotta be a ball winner. And contested catches were not his thing, and he just had a lot of drops this year. So I thought he should have stayed in, but he's out, and we'll see how he does. But I think he's maybe a late rounder.
All right, Biscuit, we appreciate it. 813 ESPN 97.5 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
I'm actually very disappointed with him because.
I'm very disappointed with you interrupting my commercial. That's what I'm.
Disappointment all around.
Yeah, so there's disappointment all throughout the studio right now. There's disappointment. What I am not disappointed in is Ford Truck Month over at Chastang Ford. It's the time of the year where you can get the most significant savings and the best financing. And the most robust warranties. And I'm telling you, my people at Chastang Ford are going to work this deal for you as hard as they possibly can. They did it for me. It got me where I had to be. They're going to get you where you have to be. One of the first questions that they're going to ask you is, what do your half payments have to be at? Because that's awfully important, especially since all of the out of work stuff and the COVID, everything that has affected the economy so badly, your economy. Well, maybe one of the reasons that you have to have this new car or truck is because you can't afford the one that you have now. Well, Chastang Ford is going to help you out. And oh, by the way, all of you workers out there that are trying to fix all of the stuff from the Arctic blast, you electricians, you plumbers, you drywalls, you construction workers, they have got the transit van for you that they're going to customize perfectly for you. It's the number one commercial dealership in the city of Houston. They are the best and no hidden fees. Here's the deal. You agree on a price, they're not going to come back and say, well, you need this, you need this, you need that. You decide on what you need. You decide that before you make the deal. And it is done. And that is it. And they will not add on. You will love doing business. You'll love being part of the Chastang family. I love it. You will love it too. It's all the Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Earlier in the show, the guys did some reminiscing about college basketball. If that got you excited, here's a chance to take advantage of that. ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. And Seaforce Water and Dr. Linville with Hair Specialist Houston is back. We'll be giving away prizes to 97.5 winners. That means even the 0.5 winner, which would be the penultimate winner, second last in the whole bracket, gets a prize as well. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include gift cards, $50 gift cards to Rooster's Men's Grooming, the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, Smashburger, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com, register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, bubbly, bold, packed with lemonade flavor.
This is really, and you've seen this. Did you see the documentary of the Chapecoense soccer team plane crash?
Uh-uh.
You didn't see it? Oh my gosh, it is awesome. Where they try to put together and the team. It was a small team in Bolivia. That their plane crashed, a small town in Bolivia. They finally made it to the first division.
Yeah, and they had success. Didn't they make Copa the Libertadores?
Yes, they made the Copa, and then the plane crashed. As a matter of fact, they were going to a championship game.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was such an unbelievable. You got to watch Chapa. Chapecoense.
And they're
is the soccer team.
They're a Brazilian team.
It's a Brazilian.
Yes.
Oh, that, well, they were in Bolivia.
In
right.
Bolivia.
It was a Brazilian team that crashed in Bolivia on its way to a game.
Where did you see this?
Was it Netflix?
I'll find it.
It was one of them.
Isn't it good?
It was Amazon or Netflix.
I only asked Del if I should watch it now.
Oh.
Del, should I watch
Forever Chape is what you're talking about?
That's, yeah.
That's Netflix.
Netflix.
It is
Forever Chape.
Forever Chape.
Actually, they're multiple. There's multiple.
It's awesome.
Del, should I watch it?
I see. I've seen one, but they're multiple. The one that's gotten the great reviews, 92 from Rotten Tomatoes, is Nossa Chape.
That's it.
Okay, Nossa Chape. It's you can watch it free with if you have cable. It was on Fox. Didn't it come on Fox?
Was it?
Yeah, I think they showed it after a soccer match.
Oh, yeah,
on
I think
Fox.
I saw it on regular TV.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah. If you, you have to have the Fox app,
it
you can watch
is
it for free.
Awesome. Anyway, so 71 people killed in that plane crash. Erwin Tumeri was one of the guys that walked away, was one of the guys that lived. There were other guys. One of them actually made it back on the field. But this guy this guy is a 30-year-old aviation technician. And he said he felt blessed by God as he crawled away from the wreckage of a bus crash that left 21 people dead. This dude survived a plane crash, 71 dead, and a bus crash where the bus plunged 500 feet down a hillside that left 21 dead and 30 injured, and he had a bruised knee.
This is some real Final Destination stuff.
This is unbelievable.
Like, death is coming for him, and he keeps avoiding it.
So here's what happens when you crash. He said, I held onto the seat in front of me, and I pressed myself against the window. And as the bus kept rolling, everybody else was flying all over the place and dying. And he said, I just stayed where I was.
Yeah, he probably got hit by a bunch of bodies.
Probably. They were bouncing off him or whatever. And he, if you stabilize yourself, you're going to live.
Well, it's the seatbelt principle, right?
Right, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. You don't fly all over the place, break your neck or everything, right. Everything else that happens. So he, but I don't know if they even had, this is a bus in Bolivia or no, wherever it is.
I'm just not going to get in a plane crash, actually, now that I think about it.
You have control over that?
I'm not going to test it.
Oh, the crash, no. La Mia was in Colombia. This was in Bolivia.
Okay, yeah. The bus crash.
This one was in Bolivia. Just a couple of people walked away from the plane crash, and he had a knee injury, a minor knee injury. Dude. Want to talk about a charmed.
He was in two deathly crashes where a combined,
92 people
almost
died.
Almost 95 people said 92 people died, and he was able to survive both.
He walked away. In both. He's the only one that was in both.
Yeah, only one. You don't think this is like a movie? Did anyone see those Final Destination movies?
I mean, this dude is touched by an angel. This dude is touched by... This dude had better do something with this life.
I am never flying again. I am never riding any transportation again. This is the most dangerous thing, and I keep on surviving it, though.
No, this dude better do something with his life. I mean, because God has saved him twice now. Twice to do something.
You know what it is?
I mean, if it was me, I'd go play more golf.
Well, yes, that's how
poker.
You take advantage.
That's what you're calling, like, you're not done playing golf and poker yet.
No.
I put you on this earth for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay?
There were a couple of times
Suga,
I was in a life
ziti,
and death deal.
The peas and onions, and then golf and poker.
Right.
Those are the things.
Those are the things.
Those
so
the things.
I think God saved me to play more golf. That's what I think he did.
I think there's a chance. Saved you from what?
Not like, I've had car crashes and near crashes and times where I thought,
what's the most?
Here. I'm dead here.
What's the most, like, I can't believe I survived this thing for you?
Driving back from a concert in Indiana. I was in a lane that ended on the highway with on ice and snow. And there was a semi next to me.
You're driving on ice and snow?
There was a semi next to me that I did. All of a sudden, this lane ended and there was nothing but cement, a concrete wall. And I was able to just fit in behind the semi that we were all dead. We were all dead. And I didn't think anybody was awake because everybody, and the guy in the back seat goes, that was a really nice move. Because, I mean,
but you know how close it was to a head-on collision.
He said he thought we were dead, too.
And you probably weren't wearing seatbelts.
No, they were dangerous then.
Yeah, that's back when seatbelts were dangerous.
So you were seconds away from just heading into a concrete barrier?
Yeah.
Wow. When I was 8 years old, obviously clearly not driving, in California, we were on the slow lane. My mom had an older car. Tire blew. We flipped, but we're still in the air. So we went from the slow lane all the way to the median.
Oh, wow.
And we wound up upside down. And no car touched us. We just wound up upside down, and we were flipped. The car was like a turtle, and two guys flipped us back over. This is a little Nissan Sentra. It wasn't very heavy. And then we're fine. Not an injury between us.
Neither of you.
Yeah, but
wow.
Were you wearing a seatbelt?
Yeah, it was.
Really lucky.
Back in the day, we didn't do that.
Because you could get trapped and burned.
No, you're trapped. Yeah, my mom, she was like, don't put that seat on. For belt me, on. It's dangerous.
I was 21, and I was driving back. Like, I was on a kind of a country road headed back to Richmond, and I used to work at this guy's house out in, not Fulshear, but somewhere out there. And he had this kick-ass house, and he'd like pay us to clean his koi pond, and it was awesome. Anyway,
Odd Jobs Incorporated.
You guys like
had your
that.
Own odd jobs.
And so I'm behind a truck, and I'm like, this takes too long. So I start trying to go, and I realize I panic. I'm like, I don't have enough room because there's another car coming. Like, I don't think I can do it. And I start to hit the brakes, and I realize I just got to go left here into the – I go left into the grass, and there's a ditch down there, and I start skidding sideways because I hit the brakes. I go back onto the roadway, and luckily no other cars were coming, and I hit that car side to side, boom, and I go back into the ditch and land, boom, and my head hits into the glass. I had hair, like, stuck in the glass, but that was one, if there had been anyone else on the roadway, that's easily, I could have died on that one, easily. As it stood, I just totaled the car, and I guess the other car came back and got insurance information. I really don't remember it. I probably had a concussion. I don't remember what happened after I landed. I don't remember how I got home or anything like that. But that's one of those things where you realize, yeah, this could have easily been one of those stories where a kid dies because he did something stupid.
The closest I ever oh, my God. Two lanes are just – there's 10, 15 cars in two lanes. But – and the light is red. But – there's a lane to the left. The left lane is wide open. And I'm coming up, and I hit that left lane. And then the light turns green. And I'm like, I'm free sailing. Nobody's in this lane. And I'm free sailing, and I'm flying. And I'm passing 10, 15 cars in two lanes, and there's nobody in the left lane. And this woman takes a left turn in front of us because she thought she had a turn. And she's finishing up, you know, the left turn, and she sees me coming, and she stops. And there's the left turn lane with it's packed. The right lane to the right is packed, and I'm just heading steaming for her. And in the back seat, this little kid lifts his head over the window, and I'm heading right for him. And there was nowhere to go, and I hit the back of their car. And we went over the median and ran into
a truck. I thought this was going to be a good ending to the story.
And ran into a semi in the oncoming lane. And the car is smashed all the way up to the steering wheel. And we're all trapped in the car. And my girlfriend she was underneath the dashboard. It was horrific. I jumped out of the car.
Wait, hold on. Let's finish this. And you jumped out of the car, and then
I
what?
I jumped out of the car, ran after that woman. I was like, what the is wrong with you?
Wait, was it her fault? It was her fault.
She stopped. She froze. She saw me
but
coming.
But you hit her car.
Flying,
you hit her car and ran her into
I hit her car.
But you still got out of the car so you could yell at her.
Yeah, so I could yell at her.
Well, we know.
Dumbass.
We know where the Frankie gets her gene from.
Well,
the accident gene.
Yeah,
from you.
That was me.
Now this is starting to make more sense.
Yeah. No. It was. I thought I killed that kid.
And the kid,
scary.
Yeah. That was. Well,
good thing you ran up and screamed at his mom.
Yeah. After you thought you killed him.
Dumbass. Stops right in the middle while she's turning left.
During the headlights.
Keep going. 7037803776. It's time to talk about Absolute Marble. And granted, that's Jeff Aronoff. He's not a dumbass. What he's doing is awesome stuff. What he's doing is helping you. He's fixing the world right now. I mean, there's so many people that have so much. And even if it's not a case where you've lost everything because of the pipes busting and you need some help, I mean, there's so many issues with that. And that's something that he is doing right now. He's flying around the city, getting that job done, helping people out, getting redoing their kitchens, redoing their living rooms, whatever it is, whatever room it is that you had damaged, wherever the pipes burst, the bathrooms, whatever the case may be. But there's also, you want to redo something because you actually want to add to the value of your home or your business. You want to keep it updated. You want to make sure that you say, listen, your home is the most expensive thing that you'll ever buy, probably, and you want to make sure that it keeps its value, and that's what Jeff Aronoff does. Or you want to add to the value with an outdoor kitchen or patio, whatever the case may be, and that's what Jeff is doing every single day. All you got to do is call and let him start Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And my girlfriend ended up under the dashboard. That's not where she started, okay? Just for everybody. Are we just going to gloss over? Stop, Astro. Okay? You people, you really have... And it's not why Frankie got hers, although yeah, I had a couple of bad accidents. One I got out of the first one with the semi.
Tyler asks, different Tyler says he injured his shoulder last night. Can you send me your witch doctor's number so I can order a wishbone from him?
I don't have a witch doctor. Okay, I'm watching where. The White Witch of Outlander, but that's as close as I've got to that. There were other questions out there as well. What's his name? Says Lucille's is great. Chili biscuits, oxtail Philly.
Yep.
You had the pork chop. I'm a big pork chop.
Well,
guy.
We had chili biscuits, which are famous, which were served to Lyndon Johnson. Yeah, they were really good. We should have more. They're small. Chili biscuits. We had some scallops beforehand, and then I had pork chop. My wife had fish, braised oxtail. Ooh, yeah,
we haven't talked about this yet. The NFL, how about next year, possibly a Monday night playoff game?
Yeah, I actually like that.
Yeah,
I like when it's considered. Now I don't know how the teams are going to like that, but
well, you get usually like one a little, short. Yeah, you got a short week now to put. But here's the deal: wild card weekend. You play that Monday night, and you play the last game. If you play that Monday night, you play the last game on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, that's plenty of time. Come on. Oh, well, we lost. Whatever.
Well, one fewer day matters to them at the end of the year.
Sure.
Because especially with injuries, they want as many days as possible to prepare and to get guys healthy. So they may fight that a little bit, but they never win. The teams are never going to win when it comes to TV deals.
So apparently, how about this? Apparently, it will be a 17-game season. They're not coming out until May with the new, because they're finishing up the TV. There's all new television contracts coming out. The league lost about $3 billion last year with COVID, which is whatever. It was $15 billion,
yep.
And they lost three. Oh, well. I mean, they still are. The new contracts are expected to net the league $100+ billion over the life of the contracts, doubling the annual fees it received from TV networks. It will help send the salary cap soaring in 2022, which should translate to players getting paid more in the future. Owners received the right to expand to a 17-game schedule under the new collective bargaining agreement. Now, there's obviously greater risk to greater risk for injury with an extra game, but there's also a lot more money out there for players. There's going to be a lot more money. These television contracts are going way up, over $100 billion more, which the players get 50 of it. The players are in the neighborhood of $50 billion. So this is going to make everybody's going to get richer now. They're all getting richer. And this is going to be, I mean, this is going to happen. A Monday night playoff. I like a Monday night playoff game. Because during the playoffs, you got nothing during the week. It's all the other stuff is over.
I like it too. You know, one of the cool things about baseball playoffs last year and basketball playoffs was, and frankly, right now, the soccer season, if you keep up with it, is there's stuff all the time in the middle of the afternoon. But forget that. Monday Night Football is different. But so I don't like Thursday Night Football. I think it's stupid for the teams. It can be too challenging. And Friday, we don't want to mess with high school football.
Well, no, but it's an issue with the government because they'll lose their what is it called when you have a monopoly? It's actually they can't do it.
So
they can't do it.
That Monday game would be the first weekend.
Well, that's the national championship game.
Usually, that's where the national championship games.
Yep, that's where the national after wild card weekend. That usually January 9th in that neighborhood.
And because they put it there, partly because they want the day to themselves, and also they're trying to avoid competing on the weekend with the NFL, so you put it on Monday. So I wonder how that...
It'll move to Tuesday.
Some people... Does the national championship game feel like it should be a bigger event and it's not... We know it's not Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the word.
Exemption. Yeah, right.
They'll
lose their antitrust exemption.
National trust feels big. It feels bigger, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I'm asking. We know doesn't get the same type of feel of the Super Bowl. Is the day that it is a Monday night? Does that affect the way people feel about
that
game?
Don't they own the night though?
I guess. I mean, because college football is, you think in your head it's a Saturday thing. Are people treating the national championship game like a holiday?
Not like the Super Bowl.
No,
it's not even close.
No. I wonder would the national championship do like. Really, honestly, TV ratings don't matter to anybody other than TV people and stuff like that. But from eyes on sets, would it be different if people didn't have to try to hurry home from work or people from night shifts? Would it be different if it were the national championship was on a Sunday?
If the NFL would give up that Sunday night.
That's the thing, is that's why they avoid it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly can't go heads up. And as a matter of fact, like I said, national championship probably has to move to Tuesday because you ain't competing with an NFL wild card game on Monday night.
Is it usually on Monday?
Wild card weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. 713-780-37. Casey's been waiting. Let's get him in here. Hey, Casey, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I had a question about the draft. I haven't seen good true free safety or a good linebacker in it feels like 10 years. I'm a Cowboys fan. I was wondering if there's anybody you saw in like the top 10 middle linebacker or free safety that would be worth a top 10 pick.
Yeah, Micah Parsons from Penn State, talent-wise, there's no question. But he's got some off-the-field hazing stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But Micah Parsons would be the guy, probably only guy as an inside linebacker I would consider there. And then... I wouldn't draft a safety there. No, not there. Not at 10. So, yeah, there is a linebacker, and it's Micah Parsons, and he could be available at 10 when the Cowboys draft. But, like I said, he was involved in a hazing incident where he was really, I guess, supposedly the ringleader of this with a former player, and it's not good. I can tell you the teens I talked to don't have a lot of good things to say about the person. So I think that could cause him to fall like a Reuben Foster situation. So I think actually he'll fall past number 10 with the Cowboys. But if Cowboys, I mean, you know, hey, Greg Hardy before, so who knows? Maybe you go Michael Parsons too.
Yeah.
He's talented, though. He's going to run a 4.440. We're talking about
a big
linebacker.
What about the Texans taking Michael Parsons or Greg Hardy?
I don't see that.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
I don't
want them to, by the way.
No, I don't either. I thought it was disgusting that Greg Hardy got another job, but
Parsons story. Del, would you like to tell people about the Parsons story?
Micah Parsons, along with a guy Matos, right? He was involved in it as well. Who was
Yetur Gross Matos?
Who was drafted?
Well, there was more than two.
There was more than multiple guys. It was more than those two, but those are the two prominent names because of their draft status and their play. Michael Parsons was involved in hazing a former Penn State player, and he's a former player because of what they did to him, allegedly, because there are no files, there are no charges filed, where they, how do I put this? They used...
Tread lightly, my friend.
I'm trying to figure out how what to say, but you know, golly, it's so bad. They would, in some instances, put their, Lance
you're
to
having
say.
You're having a hard time explaining. Allow
Lance to tell you.
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang. Okay, that's. I feel like that's the first time I've heard it actually used appropriately.
Yes, there were some instances where Michael Parsons, at least his victim, would say this to Michael Parsons.
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
And Michael Parsons wouldn't care. He would. He would simulate doing stuff with his, as Lance put it, wang to another individual on the team. And it was a more than one incident.
So he would thrive in the Texas Rangers minor league system.
He would actually be the one developing things for them to do.
Yeah.
He seemed like he would be go right along with them.
Right.
So yeah. That is the Micah Parsons story. I don't want to talk about it. It's just a lot of ultra hazing because guys are dumb and they decide, yeah, you know what I'm going to do to haze you? I'm going to put my penis in your face. Ooh. What? What? Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
Seems like a terrible
thing.
See,
now capture that one.
Who's going to play
that
it?
As a drop.
Who's going to play it?
See, you.
Why would I play it on myself?
I know, it just seems like that. It's unfair. It's real. Tyler, will you capture that and put a button in here for us to be able to hit it?
Well, there are times when I'm not here. Mostly it's when you guys are off, and then we take the same time off. But you can have Nick grab it, and if Nick will fill in, he could play it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. I don't know the context of Nick doing it. But yeah, that's what Micah Parsons was about when he wasn't playing football. And by the way, he didn't play any football this year either because he opted out.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like I don't want that in my locker room. I don't know.
If you're a card carrying, you know, alpha who's not really a great guy, the concern is you throw that guy in a locker room, he's going to eventually take over a locker room. And if he's not a good guy, then that can spoil your whole locker room. Yeah. That's where I know people like to act like Texans only want good boys and choir boys. Listen, you can have some guys with some edge as long as you know they love football and they're good teammates and all that stuff, and you can, you know, control them and they're not criminals and they're not, you know, you can have some guys who have a little edge to them. But when you take on bad guys can spoil a locker room. That's why you can't, and you don't want people who are liable to have sexual assaults and physical assaults and be arrested multiple times. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that in their you know. Idea that you got to get the worst people somehow to do good, that's actually not accurate.
Well, no, but you listen, you need some talent, too.
Yeah.
Well,
there are some guys with some
There's
edge.
A lot of choir boys that can't play.
I'm reading.
And there's some bad guys that can't.
And then there's
can.
Micah Parsons, because I'm reading what he did according to the
not
alleged
as bad,
incident.
Is it?
Placed their penis on and in their buttocks? Was that bad?
No. Like I said, this is, you just, were you there? I don't know.
Thankfully
if that
not.
Actually happened.
Placed their penis in their faces while simulating.
Well, I can tell you this. Teams say it's so bad that they've pulled them off the board.
Told them they intended to make them their bitch because this is a prison.
Okay. I thought it was just a college locker room.
Wrestled them down and simulated.
At least it isn't a child's prison anymore at Penn State.
See. Woo.
What is Penn State doing? Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
It's not juvie anymore.
The least offensive thing that he's accused of doing is when he threw water on the kid. The kid responded by throwing the water bottle back at him. He punched the kid and choked him. That's the least offensive thing he did.
Yeah. Well. So I knew there's more to it. If for teams to say he's just terrible. They say his character stuff is terrible. So I have to believe it when they say it's terrible. This could end up being worse. I'm going to see if I can get all the details, but you're throwing some things. I hadn't heard that one.
I wonder how ESPN handles that on draft night when he falls, if he falls.
Did they talk about it?
Do they talk about it?
ESPN will tell you when somebody's mom went to jail for crack.
Well, they're going to have a lot. They don't have your drop in there.
Well, no.
To explain things.
Oh, it's T. Higgins got drafted, and one of their graphics was "Mom's in prison for crack." Like, wow! And people got really pissed off about that. That they did that to a player. So actually, they'll probably be.
Well, this is different. He did it, not the mom.
Well, you have to discuss this. Right. You'll just say a hazing.
Well, because you know how they have their big board of best available talent. If Micah Parsons is like the first guy still on the list getting into the second round, they're going to have to explain.
This is more than hazing. This is sexual assault.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if the guy pressed charges, Micah Parsons might not be available for this draft.
You're right. This gets into sexual assault.
All right, 845.
And physical assault.
845, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Ross Dellinger, we've had him on the show. Each state is jockeying, trying to one-up each other on adopting the college and the NIL.
Image likeness,
where you're able to use your image to make money as a collegiate athlete or academic, whatever. he says it is unbelievable the rate, because you know legislation, how slow it moves through state congresses and senates. This isn't. This is flying through. One guy said it's whack-a-mole, where states are just here, this state's passing it, this state's passing it.
Why would that be, John?
Because you want recruiting.
That's right.
Because you're at a disadvantage against states. Like Florida's already passed it. California's already passed it. There are. But it was introduced here in Texas this year. It's been introduced in Texas this year, and there are a bunch of states where it was previously already introduced. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states that have already passed it, and it is going to fly through on a lot of states, because if you don't, Florida can go, you're going to go to Texas? Wow, you can't use your likeness and image to make any money. You can do that here. You can do that here. California, obviously. The way they're liberal. Actually, it's one fewer state because Michigan goes. That's Upper Michigan. So it's Michigan's already passed it. Nebraska's already passed it. Arkansas hasn't even introduced it yet.
What about the SEC? Louisiana in?
Louisiana has already introduced it before. Well, and before this year.
Ole Miss, Miss State.
This year.
The entire SEC but Arkansas has some bill in motion.
Yes. Yes. Everybody but Arkansas.
That has to be.
Well, but in Arkansas is not.
What are they, filthy pigs anyway, right? Who cares?
Yeah,
isn't that what you call them?
Yeah.
Dumb pigs or whatever your phrase is for them. Stupid pigs. Yeah, that's what it
sounds
is.
Sounds super disrespectful.
No, they're stupid pigs. I mean, look at how stupid they are.
Last. Haven't even got a bill introduced yet.
Yeah. I mean, catch up, Arkansas.
Alabama, you know, because why wouldn't they be the ones who take it to another level? They are maybe instituting a pay for play, like if the bill goes through where you go to Alabama, maybe you receive directly $10,000 from the school.
Wow. We're just gonna use you in all of our in all of our marketing stuff. No, we're just it's the Wild West now. You got high schools just paid. Listen, you don't have to go to school anymore. We're gonna give you $100,000 to play basketball as a 16-year-old. Okay. And what that will do is that's going to short-circuit a lot of college basketball cheating. Like, think about that. If you can make $100,000, why would you ever go to college?
Yeah.
If you don't care about school in the first place.
Legally.
Well, yeah. If you're not going to high school, you can't qualify for college. You're not going to be able to get into colleges.
Well, right.
So maybe
if I can as a 16-year-old, which in some cases 16-year-olds are sometimes
they're going to be doing that. They're not going to even be thinking about going to college, and it might clean up college basketball because college basketball is crazy dirty and has been for a long time.
Oh my gosh! Well, you watch that doc on what's going on, and it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
How yeah. I mean, it's crazy. By the way, Netflix had the trailer out for Varsity Blues.
You mean Last Chance U Basketball?
No.
The Varsity Blues?
The University
Last
Scandal.
Last Chance U Basketball is out now?
Yeah. Oh, it's coming out. They're going to do a basketball one. But it's different from what John's talking about.
This is the University Scandal.
Oh, okay.
With Aunt Becky.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
Oh.
And it's a reenactment kind of thing.
You're oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want docs.
I don't want.
I can't do. Well, that's not true. I do the reenactment some, but I'm just. There's been so many great. The Bhagwan.
But it does have. The real FBI tapes of the people actually on tape with Singer, the guy who
you can do reenactments without being at like as long as you have interviews with real people you can do reenactments It's still a documentary
but the people that are in it because I know someone that's in it wasn't even contacted, never interviewed, never asked to be on
Chad
it's actors no Chad's not in it
Art.
No, the guy who's near Tiger King.
No, I know.
Yeah. He's four cells down from Tiger King.
They play cards, right?
They play spades, and Tiger King cheats.
That's not surprising.
No. He like if there's a diamond, he goes, "Oh, I don't have any more diamonds," so he trumps, and then later he throws a diamond. Hey, you can't do that.
It's weird that he wouldn't do things on the up and up.
No,
surprising.
But you don't call him on it because he's got 22 years, so he's got nothing to lose.
Oh, well, there is that.
He's got nothing to lose there. By the way, he's writing his Tiger King is writing his memoirs and selling them. And
I don't need anything else.
Well, he says to my side of the story. Netflix. He said he thinks Netflix got him a 22-year sentence. It's because of the way they presented everything that it's their fault that he's in prison.
I wish somebody would kill that dumb bitch. Maybe you don't
maybe
you don't hire a guy and be on tape hiring a guy to do it.
No. I mean.
Dumb Netflix.
You might have
you did hire a guy.
Yeah.
Unless Netflix deep faked that whole thing.
Well, he probably could have done some things differently. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but he probably could have done some things differently. How about Pedro Leon? Now, the Astros, they were way up. This rule where you throw so many pitches.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the game last night.
And then you can shut down the inning.
I'm listening to the game last night. It's like, okay, well, they just decided this inning's over.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. But apparently Pedro Leon says it's a huge opportunity for me, and it's honestly something that makes me feel super fortunate to have the opportunity to sign and go directly to a big league camp is something that not all ballplayers have that opportunity. I'm excited to see this dude.
I am too.
Okay, under over on Pedro Leon making it to the big league club
next year after the cutoff point.
What if he kills it because he's already been playing in the highest Cuban league? What if he kills it in the minors in the first half this year?
Then they would bring him up after the.
Well, after
the
well, that's only that, the that's
point. You bring him up for the playoffs maybe. When you expand the rosters
for the last month.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as a call up.
No.
Right.
Bring him up for the playoffs. We saw people do it this year.
Yeah.
In baseball.
Well, you can bring him up for the last month, actually, call up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not until then.
You don't think so?
You don't want him to have any service time. What's wrong with you?
Well, you might need a center fielder, dude.
Yeah, you could. Oh, you told me that
Miles Straw. Miles Straw with more another double yesterday.
Good.
That's all he does.
He's still third?
It's all he does. It's with doubles and score runs. That's all. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, and defense, too.
Well, yeah. Well, he's the fastest human being in the world.
Yeah, white guy, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fastest human being in the world.
I mean.
You sure you want to keep saying that out loud?
Well, he's the fastest major league player. Okay.
The fastest Astro, you think?
I'll put him up against Tyreek Hill right now. Okay.
Who's the fastest Astro right now? It's probably Miles Straw. Straw.
No, it's not even arguing. Who's not second? Even close. Who's the second fastest right now? It can't be Altuve anymore.
You don't think?
No,
you think it's Jordan? You think it's Bregman?
I don't think it's Jordan or Brantley.
You think it's Correa?
No.
I think it's Tucker. Actually, Tucker does have some speed.
He does have a little bit. I mean, there's not a lot of.
If I had to bet on it, I'd say it's
athletes to choose from.
It's Altuve or Tucker, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Diaz. I don't know. Maybe one of the young guys. There's not. New guys.
They don't have any real, like, athletes.
Any pitchers?
That I could put up against Tyreek Hill.
No. Nobody in baseball has that. What about?
No pitchers.
I bet you there's a pitcher that's a pretty good athlete. Well, Lance McCullers can dunk.
All the Astro pitchers apparently have COVID, if you didn't see that being reported.
They've all got COVID?
Apparently.
Good for them.
Like, it's running through the camp right now.
Who knew that baseball would get COVID this year?
Surprising, right?
With a full schedule and no
they can't even get out of spring training.
No bubbles. Who knew that?
So I'm looking at trying to find.
And
the
did you see, by
the
way, there's I mean, a have thought. You seen the minor league parks too? By the way, in Florida,
what
packed with people?
Yeah. Are they?
Well, there's a thought. Well, I don't Florida. I don't think Florida.
Well, what do you mean? Texas is 100% now. Open up. No mask, everybody.
But nobody's going to do that.
Well,
you see, does Tillman have it packed out? Well, he's
dude,
not going to be.
You've been to restaurants that have been packed out already.
It's not, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been to them. I've driven by them.
No,
they're not even restaurants.
I've been to
really.
Them. It's like there's no 50% here.
No. 8 pitchers are missing from workouts. 2 pitched in the game yesterday. This is according to Chandler Rome. General manager James Click didn't disclose how many tested positive, but said there has been thought there, but said there hasn't been thought to shutting down camp. But yeah, the Astros got some COVID issues.
Wow.
8 pitchers.
Who didn't know that? I just hope they don't get it like Urquidy. Urquidy was sick last year. I mean, he was really sick last year. Mm-hmm. No, I hope nobody gets it actually like sick. So, I mean everybody in the world, not just
but,
the Astros
but
pitchers.
Specifically guys who would help the Astros.
Yeah, to help the Astros.
Yeah. What if a Dodger pitcher gets it?
I don't care that much. I don't want
You don't want him to get
I don't
really
no,
sick,
I said but, I don't want that to happen.
No, but you wouldn't care that much.
Not as much.
No, not even close. Not
nearly as much. 859 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little. Give me the VIN. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's John Clay Wolf. You'll hear him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5, 9 o'clock, right after the Charlie Epps Golf Hour with me. And what you're gonna hear from John Clay Wolf is a lot of silliness. I mean, his show is something. I mean, AJ. We get more complaints about that show than anything, and that's surprising here with me here. It's surprising that John Clay Wolf would get more complaints than I do. I got to pick up my game. But John Clay Wolf, not only does he get complaints, but he also buys cars. And what he does is he buys your car for more money than other people will buy your car for. So if you're looking for the most money for your car, he guarantees that he will beat CarMax's offer. Otherwise, he'll send you $100. This is something that you need to think about. Get the offer from CarMax. Get the offer from GiveMeTheVIN.com, and then let's go. If he can't beat that offer that CarMax makes, then he's going to send you. But here's the deal. He does it all the time. Every single time. He beats it. Once in over all these years, John Clay Wolf had to pay off a Houstonian $100 because CarMax beat him. That is saying something. So GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN. 97.5. Please stand by.